As 2010 draws to a close, Massachusetts starts forecasting for its new state budget for the next fiscal year. Legislative leaders are projecting a shortfall of up to $2 billion, even though state tax revenues are on the rise. Today on Beacon Hill, some of the state's top economists and budget watchers share their views on what's ahead. Among them, Michael Widmer, who's president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, who joins us now. Good morning, Michael, and thanks for this preview.
Morning, Bob. Nice to join you.
Mike, according to the figures, tax collections this year are up something like $500 million, yet state officials are worried they have to deal with a big budget gap come July. Why is that?
Well, it's a seeming paradox, of course. The reality is this year's fiscal 2011 budget includes more than $2 billion of one-time money, mostly federal stimulus dollars. We will not have any one-time money to speak of for the fiscal 2012 budget, so we don't expect, nobody expects, that the economy will grow at anything close to the rate to close that huge $2 billion hole for fiscal 2012.
Okay. Added to that problem, new figures show federal and state spending on Medicaid in Massachusetts has risen by $2 billion since 2008. And that's a big issue, isn't it, since Medicaid sucks up a lot of the state budget?
Well, Medicaid does. I mean, it has increased over the years at a much higher rate than the overall growth in spending. So as a result, it's taking more and more of the state budget. During this incredible fiscal crisis, as virtually every program across state government has sustained cuts, spending on Medicaid, despite some cuts, has grown at a very rapid clip. So this is a serious problem. It is a hugely difficult problem to try to address in any comprehensive way. State after state after state is struggling with it. No state has come up with a good way to try to address the Medicaid problem.
So what programs and services are at risk next year in the state budget, given all these problems we're talking about?
Well, I think we're going to see across-the-board cuts of one size or another in virtually all state programs, as we have seen in the last three fiscal years. So it's going to be particularly painful because this will be at least round four. Many programs, it'll be around five, six, or seven in terms of cuts. Local aid to cities and towns, I think, will inevitably be cut. Public higher education, human services, health care, public safety, very few, if any, programs will be spared.
And it appears there's no appetite on Beacon Hill for tax increases to try and plug some of these budget holes.
No, there doesn't appear to be. The governor has said he will present his 2012 budget without any tax increases. The legislative leadership does not seem interested in pushing tax increases. There'll probably be some proposals, but at this point in time, it doesn't seem as if that will be part of the equation, which means we're going to be focusing on budget cuts rather than tax increases.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo has raised the issue of casino gambling again, but is it your guess that casino gambling will take a backseat to all of these issues and probably won't come up until the budget issues are all dealt with?
That's my sense. It may emerge later in the session, but I don't think it'll be front and center. It's also important to keep in mind that even if the legislature were to approve casinos at some point, it would take several years to generate the revenues from casinos. So it's not really any kind of answer for the state's fiscal difficulties in 2012.
Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.